Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I just, cuts off really quickly, doesn't it? It doesn't go like, whoop, done, you know? Okay, hi, this is George Gamond. Welcome to the show. Hopefully, this is a beautiful Wednesday, hump day in so many parts of the world, right? Yeah, okay. I don't know, I'm babbling on and on. So the theme for the show, I had a whole different theme going on here. I was going to talk about soul readings and past life readings, and all of a sudden this thing came into my head that said the care and keeping the care and feeding of the soul. And I thought, okay, they seem to want me to talk about that spirit, that is. And I'm thinking, why am I talking about that? So I have some articles, but what does it mean to care and feed the soul? And I kind of got this interpretation. If you want to call in or get into the chat room, we'll talk about what you need to care and feed for your soul. Okay, but, you know, we need to define that a little bit more, because that would be, how can the soul be cared for? How can the soul be fed? All that crazy stuff, right? So how can we do that? How can we do that? How can we care and feed for the soul when the soul is like this eternal part of you that goes on and on and on forever, and the soul is connected to God? You know, how do you care and feed the soul, right? That's what I'm going to talk about. Well, I'm going to let Spirit talk to you about that. And then we'll get into some articles, I think, what they're talking about. But I'm not sure. I'm not absolutely 100% sure. That's why I'm going to go away. Let my Spirit guides, Bob, talk to you about that. And then I have some articles. Hopefully, the articles will apply to that. And I really do think what they want to give to you, each one of you that might call in or be in the chat room today, is some thoughts about what more you can do to care and feed for your soul on an individual basis. And it'll be very brief and just a point or two, because I like to keep these really brief if you're calling in. Okay, so that's up to you. Or if you want to put it in the chat room and you want to ask, oh, what do I need to care and feed for my soul a little bit more, get into the chat room, give me your real name, not your avatar, and your day and month of your birth, because it's really more about just connecting a little better with your energy, and we'll see what Spirit has to say. But first, before I do all of that, I really want to know what they mean by it, because I really don't know. I mean, I have clues and ideas, so I'm going to go away. I'm going to let my Spirit guides talk to you about care and feeding of the soul, because they're the ones that mentioned it. Because it doesn't, at some level, it doesn't make sense to me. But Spirit has this idea that they know what's going on here, and I don't know. And I have some articles. I know one thing you can do, and I have some jokes for you. So this is about jokes. This is about laughter and humor, and it's always about laughter and humor, isn't it? I don't know. Is it? So I'm going to let Bob talk to you for a few minutes, and then we're back. Okay, so it's time to go away for a minute. Couple minutes. I don't think they're going to make this a long discussion, because they want me to get into the articles and talk to you about care and feeding of your own soul and what you might have to do. But if you get an idea from this channeling what that's all about, it'll be cool. Okay? Well, George is kind of correct when he says that the soul can't be fed in the sense of the literal fed as in food, and it doesn't need to be wrapped up in a blanket and, you know, nursed back to health. The soul is there. But what happens with the soul in the connection to the human essence, or the human soul, the human being, the physical part of yourself and the soul itself? Now, we're trying to get George to get it a little bit deeper, because he's kind of wandering in and out a little bit. So what we're going to say to you is that the care and feeding of your soul is living your life in a manner that allows your soul to totally connect with your human experience. It allows your soul and the higher energies, the love energy of the soul and the divine energy of the soul, to permeate your physical being. So how do you care and feed for the soul? You care and feed for the physical part of yourself, the human part of yourself, the ego part of yourself, your personality, and that affects your relationship with your soul. No, are we making sense? We hope we are. So it's really about not necessarily giving the soul vitamins or giving the soul, you know, broccoli on a daily basis. Now, that would help the connection, and that would help the physicality, because if you're sick and you're not feeling good and you're depressed, you've disconnected from your soul. You're disconnecting. You're not connected. So your soul, in a sense, is feeling neglected. Ooh, you like that? Your soul is feeling neglected. Well, let's explain that. How can the soul feel neglected? Because the soul feels that you don't want to connect, that you don't want to be one with your soul, that you want to live by ego only and the physicality only, and so you are disconnecting. Now, when we use these expressions and these human words, sometimes you'll get the wrong impression. Neglected, in this, if we define neglected here, it means that you kind of abstain from connecting with your soul. You're leaving your soul out of your daily situations. You're leaving your higher part of you out of the decision making, out of your life involvement. So you're not caring for that connection. You're not caring for that part of it. It's like you've decided that your soul is not the most important part of yourself, that the physical part, the ego part, the human part is more important than the soul. And the soul is kind of holding back because you've put a barrier up. You're neglecting it. You've put a barrier up between the human, the personality, and the divine part of yourself. So when we say care and feeding of the soul, and that's what we want to each one of you take a look at, perhaps you're not caring and feeding for this connection. You're not caring and feeding for... Now, we're not saying that you don't ever do it. Of course you do. Of course you do. You watch sunrises. You listen to beautiful music. You play with children. You lighten up your heart. You do beautiful things. That's part of it, and we'll get into that. But do you do enough of that? Do you really spend enough time in the care and feeding of your soul? Or you just get wrapped up in your problems, in your situations, and you don't rely on your soul for the answers? You expect answers to come from the ego, from the human part of yourself, and not from your soul. So the care and feeding is the reliance on the soul. In decision making, in direction of life, for looking for purpose in life. And the soul is yelling at you from time to time, do this, do this, do this. And what you're doing is you're ignoring it. You're ignoring that inner voice, that soulful voice within you that's telling you to do these things or advising you to do these things. And what you're doing is you're only relying on your physical self. Now, we're not saying that everybody is totally 100% disconnected from your soul. We're not doing that, saying that. What we're saying to you is there needs to be more of that connection, that care and feeding of that relationship with your soul. And if you're living by that relationship of love, which is from your soul, because the soul, higher part of you, the spirit part of you, that essence that goes on for lifetimes and lifetimes and dwells at the hand of God, if you want to use that expression, is love. That's what your soul is. It's an expression of love, and it wants to experience love. It wants to experience the things that you love. It wants to experience your planet in loving things that you see in your planet, things that you love in your planet, the experience of love, being in love. That's how you nurture your soul. You nurture that relationship. You nurture that connection. So we want to emphasize that. We're not saying that we look at the human race as a whole, as that 7 billion people and you and individuals that George talks to, and we feel that there's not enough emphasis on the soul and there's too much reliance on the ego. too much reliance on answers from fear-based solutions, or you depend on and you go to fear-based authorities for answers. Now, that's a pretty striking statement, isn't it? But you watch the evening news. You go to people, educators, and clergymen who espound fear. Now think about it. Now you might say that's wrong. Of course my minister doesn't talk about fear. Yes, they do. They send you to hell, don't they? They tell you right and wrong. Tell you if you're a bad person, that you've sinned. That's all fear, isn't it? You've sinned. You've distanced yourself from God. God doesn't like you because you've made these mistakes. And that could be as far away from truth. God, the universe, source, always loves you. Always there for you. It doesn't matter what you do. You may have made a mistake, but you're learning from your mistakes. God loves your mistakes because you're learning from your mistakes. Okay? Think about that. You sin, which means making a mistake, missing the mark. All that means is you get to improve. You get to learn from it. And God loves your mistakes. Even though you make the same mistake 100 times, God loves your mistakes, because a mistake is an opportunity. A falling short is an opportunity to improve. And eventually you'll get it. Eventually you'll improve. Eventually you'll learn from your mistakes. So if somebody tells you that you've sinned in the sense of you've made a mistake, you've offended God in some way, there's absolute no truth in that. So what we're trying to say is you got to rely on your soul for these answers. You got to go to the divine source within you for these answers and for the guidance. And you got to go to love-based answers, not fear-based answers. And if people approach you with fear-based solutions saying you're wrong, you made a mistake, you've sinned, all of those things that are fear-based, instead of love-based, oh, you're doing a good thing. You've made a mistake, but you'll improve and you'll get better. Absolutely. If you do this, you will improve. You'll learn from this lesson. Okay. So we're going to leave it at that, because we don't want to get too much in. We could go into real depth in this whole thing about living from the soul and nurturing your soul. But we're going to leave it there, because George had some articles and some thoughts and some ideas, and he wants to share with you, and we want to share with you. So if you tune in, however you do that, and ask the question, what is my soul? How can I care and feed for my soul a little bit more? And generally, they're very simple things. It's not complex. You don't have to go to the Himalayas and sit in a cave and meditate for 20 years to connect and feed your soul. Okay? You don't have to do that. As we were saying before, you could watch a sunrise and you could feel the beauty of the planet. You could go into the forest and smell things. You're feeding your soul. So it's simple things. It's really simple things. Okay, so we'll leave it there. We'll talk about, let George talk about some of these simple things you can do. And if you want to ask about your particular situation, we'll help you with that. Bye. Okay, I'm back. Okay. Where are you folks? Yes, really. Where are you folks? Spirit, I thought it was kind of cool. Are we feeding and nurturing our soul? Are we feeding and nurturing our soul? So I have some articles here that are based on that. First, I want to start with humor, because humor seemed to come up really a lot in this whole discussion about feeding the soul. So I had a couple jokes just to keep it lighter. Now, if you want to call in, I know everybody wants readings, and that's fine. I don't mind doing that. I like doing readings, but it's a soul reading. It's what your soul wants you to do, what your soul is intending for you to do, where your soul wants you to go. Where is your soul pointing forward to in your life? And if you're following that plan, that soul plan for you, then you're nurturing your soul. Make sense? Okay, so I will get into a couple articles. I will talk about some other things. I have an article on 10 wonderful things that grab your heart, which is like your soul, which is kind of a cool thing. And then I have an article on 7 morning rituals to empower your day and change your life. I thought, well, that's kind of relating to what we're talking about, isn't it? Empowering the soul. They put a quote in this article, and it's from the Law of Attraction Network, if you've never heard of them, the Law of Attraction Network. You just look, the Law of Attraction Network. Okay, so look that up. Be in love with your life, every detail of it. That was Jack Kerouac. I love that quote. Isn't that an amazing quote? Be in love with your life, every detail of it. I don't think I could put this on Facebook, but I might add the quote to Facebook if I can. I don't know. It's really a great quote. So we'll start with there. We'll go to that article, and I have a couple of things. 12, let's see, what's the other things? 12 easy tips from the Today Show or Today Health, and they're experts on get healthy and organized. It's kind of a cool idea, and that's about feeding the soul, too. Feeding the soul. Everything's about feeding the soul. It's going to start with jokes. Okay, we're going to start with some jokes. And we'll go from there. So, two jokes. Let me find my jokes. Where are my jokes? Okay, joke one. Oh, this is from the other day. And it's really cute. And they're not, you know, like, we got to think a huge amount of effort on this. It was dinner time on a British Airways flight from London to New York. As the flight attendant moved down the plane, she asked one of the passengers, "Would you like dinner?" "What are my choices?" asked the passenger. "Yes or no," answered the attendant. Sounds so British, doesn't it? Yes or no. You know, like, you're going to do it. Okay, never mind. We won't. I'm not going to editorialize on all these jokes. Right? Okay, next one. What is the next one? This is really simple. It's a knock-knock joke. We're all familiar with knock-knock jokes, right? Knock-knock. Who's there? Isabel. Isabel who? Isabel necessary on a bike. Isabel necessary on a bike. Okay, I think I like that joke. I know, I found it funny. Okay, so what are we doing next? Oh, we're going to get into some of the articles. I really want to take your calls. I really, 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 really want to take your calls. So let's see if you want to call in and talk to me about any of this. If you want to know what your soul need, what you can do for your soul to help nurture and care for your soul, or that connection that we've been talking about. And then with negative people that you need to your life and what you should be doing, and that you're a bad person, that you're a failure, any of those, right? So we don't want to go there. So if you're just joining me, it's all about care and feeding for the soul, and as Spirit kind of introduced the show, it really is about what you can do to foster for you personally that care and feeding or that connection to the soul. So I have some articles on that. And if you want to ask in the chat room, and I just need your first name and day and month of your birth, and I can give you maybe one or two words that Spirit would say to you about care and feeding for your soul. It's really your connection. You know, stop living from the ego. So let me get into some of the articles. If you want to comment or call in, I'll be back. I'll flip back and forth. And let's get into these 10 wonderful things. This is from beliefnet.com. And I was looking for articles. I actually was meditating on this morning going, please give me something to use because, you know, care and feeding the soul, what am I going to talk about? It was like this whole hour of what am I going to talk about? What do you mean by it? So I gave you what Spirit is saying if you want to listen to that, if you haven't listened to it yet, about what it means by caring, feeding your soul. But the articles really are very appropriate to this. So number one, wonderful thing to do. Wonderful thing. Take a walk through the forest and open your senses. Smell the clean air. Hear the soothing sounds and take in the beauty of nature. Isn't that beautiful? Care and feeding of the soul. Being in nature. Feel, taste, smell nature. Just be part of nature. Care and feeding of the soul. And it's showing love. This is a love energy. Because when you get out there and you're really feeling that love, that connection, right? And that's care and feeding of your soul. Anything that gives you that love energy will be part of that. Wonderful thing to give yourself 10 minutes of golden silence. Now, this could be meditation or just silence if you can do that. Meditating sometimes helps on that. Sit on your back porch, sit on the couch with your head back, or stand completely still in the beam of sunlight. And I like that one. Sunlight or moonlight, Okay. Simply be. No talking, reading, watching, just be. Being still, okay, and the Spirit would say, and I'm trying to get them to comment on some of this, but Spirit would say, by being still like that, you allow your soul to communicate with you. You don't have all of that busyness going on in your world. You're tuning out the radio, the television. For me, it's tuning out the people next door that are working on this apartment building and remodeling this apartment building and changing all the windows out and sanding and... Okay, so being quiet, really, just being still and not avoiding that noise is really good. So being still allows your soul to communicate with you. Wow. Number three, reminisce about the happiest moments in your life. Now, that's a little bit of appreciation and gratitude, too. That's tied in, whether that was your wedding day, the day your child was born, because you're appreciating your wedding day. You're appreciating that beautiful experience. You're appreciating the love that you have for that person that you married, or the child. When your child was born, you're experiencing that joy, that fond memory that makes you smile. Relish the memory, because it's relishing the love that you have for that person or that situation, right? And it could be a trip that you want where you're just an amazing trip that you went on, right? Instead of dwelling on the negative stuff in your world. Number four, do something kind from somebody else. Yes, showing your heart. It's opening your heart up, letting your soul prompt you to do something. Opening a door, carrying groceries, or offering a smile. The look on their faces will bring you great joy. Opens your heart, shows you love. And expressing love, expressing that connection between you and other people, right? And humanity in general. That you're not alone, and they're not alone. There is always somebody that's going to be there to help them. You know, pay it forward, right? You'll get yours. If you have that willing, helping attitude, it will come back to you. I like this next one. This is really cool. And not that I get to do this very often, but I'd love to do this. It says, wonderful thing number five, stargaze with someone you love. Just sit there and look at the stars. You want to comment? Do you know that constellation? Do you know that constellation? I wonder if that's Venus. I wonder if that's Mars. But just taking in the beauty. Now, here in Southern California, because of the sun, because of all the lights and sometimes the cloud cover or the dew that we get, stargazing is a little hard. But there's always some stars out there. Some parts of the country, it's like wall-to-wall stars, right? From horizon to horizon, you see stars. I remember being... I know I'm kind of rambling on here a little bit. I remember being, I think it was in Oklahoma or someplace like that. It's like, or going out into the desert where it's just amazing amount, you know, it's just amazing out there, right? Okay, number six, surprise your mom, sister, friend, or someone else in your life by showing up on an unannounced visit. Okay, now some people don't like unannounced visits, but just showing, you know, hey, I'm thinking about you. I just want, or even a phone call for that matter, an unannounced phone call. Just out of the blue, call them, say, hey, I've been thinking about you. Or a visit. All right? I'm going to get back to these in a minute. I just want to see if anybody has anything in the chat room they want to chat. So, or a question in the chat room, or maybe one thing that you can do to, because these are the kind of things, they're not complicated, and they're not difficult. But this is how you can care and feed for your soul or that connection, that part of yourself. They would say it's care and feeding for the heart, but that's related to this, that your heart in that symbolic way is the soul. It's a seed of the soul. It's one of the seeds of the soul is in that part of the body. Okay, I like this next one too, and this is really cool. And compliment a stranger and watch their face light up. I do that at the market. I compliment the checkers or people that work at the markets. You know, I appreciate them and I ask them if they're having a good day. I really, you know, thank you very much for helping me. Blah, blah, blah. Compliment them in some way. Now, sometimes on the street, people get like, you know, especially for a man to approach a woman and compliment, you have beautiful eyes. And that, yeah, that gets a little strange, but you know what I mean? But you can do that. You can do that without offending anyone, right? Absolutely. Positively. But it's, you know, people are working hard. compliment them for working hard. Wow, look, you're doing a great job. You're doing a great job of washing those windows, right? And whatever it is. Whatever it is. Wow. Whatever it is. You guys doing a great job on that building. Okay, wonderful thing number 8. I don't see the picture. There's no picture. I'm bummed. No picture. Oh, no. Stroll along the beach and pick up seashells. These quiet moments will create memories that last a lifetime. Yeah, running in and out of the surf, letting your feet get wet and running back. Yeah, just laughing hysterically at the beach, if you have an opportunity to be at the beach. But you got lakes, you got rivers, you got, you know, just lots of opportunities to do that sort of thing. You know, what is it, like a huge amount of the population in the United States lives within a very few miles of a body of water. I think it's within like 60 miles of a body of water, a major body of water, the majority of the population, because you got all the seashores all the way around the coast, east coast, west coast, you got the Great Lakes, you got the big rivers. So most people live within 60 miles of a major body of water. So do you enjoy that? Do you get an opportunity to go there? And then people like it. If you're living in Kansas, well, you got the Mississippi River's not too there, right? You need some big major rivers. They even go through Colorado and Wyoming and all these other states. You have big rivers. So enjoy a body of water, a lake. Take yourself to a lake. You all live near lakes if you don't live near the ocean. Appreciate it. I like this next one too. And I'm now this one I'm asking for volunteers because I would really appreciate this one a lot. So if you want to volunteer to help me with this one, I would not object. Okay? Make a loved one breakfast in bed and experience their joy when they realize the effort you made. Okay, well, nothing more need to be said about that. It's just showing appreciation for somebody by doing something really special for them. Yeah. I like, never mind, I won't go there. I'll leave it alone. I'm just having fun. Number 10, volunteer at a nursing home, hospital, or soup kitchen, helping others in need reminds you of all you have. And also it'll remind you of how much you can show love. And it's about by helping people who do appreciate what you do, you get some of the extra amount of love. And this is all about care and feeding of the soul, isn't it? Really, isn't that all about it? I have to admit I'm a little neglect in this area. I don't volunteer these sort of things, but I would. I have to find a place. I remember I was going to volunteer for this one organization with hypnotherapy. And I said, okay, cool, I'll do that. That sounds like a really wonderful thing to do. And then they sent me this document that I had to fill out about my experiences, my background, blah, blah. It was like 10 pages of things to fill out. And I thought, you know what, I just want to go in there and just share some things with people. It just seems so complicated. And I guess because of legal reasons, it has to be complicated. But okay, so volunteer. Just find some place that you can volunteer, wherever it might be. So we're going to move right on here. I got a caller. I'll be with you in a minute. Let me do one thing real quick. Blah, blah, blah. Here, one thing. I got a quote. This is from Mike Dooley, and he puts out quotes every day. He calls it TUT, or Note from the Universe. And I thought this was really good. Some people say life is hard. It is not. Some people say it's easy. It is not. Some people say it's lonely, tricky, or a test. It is not. Life is only a reflection of whatever you say. That's a law of attraction. If you're saying life is hard, it's hard. If you're saying life is easy, it's easy. It's your attitude. It's your point of view. It's how you look at the world. And how you express how you look at the world. It's a big difference. If you go through life saying, hey, life's pretty easy. Life's, you know, got some challenges, but I'm working through my challenges. I'm getting help. I'm relying on my soul to get through all my challenges. It works out that way. Right? It just works out that way. But if you go through life is hard, life is difficult. Oh, these challenges, these problems, I'll never get through these problems. You probably never will, because you're always going to be faced with these difficult problems. And you'll never get quite through them. So it's about attitude. It really is about attitude. It's point of view. And it's the words and thoughts and ideas and feelings that you put out into the universe. Right? So moving right along, I got a caller. We'll talk more about the soul. Feeding the soul. Feeding and caring of the soul. Now, that was a really weird subject to start with, wasn't it? But I'm kind of getting clarity on what spirit means about that. And so we'll talk to you about it. Okay. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. And who am I speaking to?
My name is Marie, and I would like to know anything I could about my soul and what care and feeding it might need right now.
Well, do you understand the concept, what Spirit said? It's really about your connecting to it, right? It's about your connection. It's what are you doing in your life? Okay, well, let me have them talk to you. Well, let me try to read what your soul is saying. Okay, you need to be doing this to make me feel better, my soul, your soul, right? To make a better connection. Does that make sense?
That'd be great.
Okay. Okay. First name again? I'm sorry, I'm kind of a little distracted. Marie. Yeah, I got these people working next door. Talk about noise, but distraction. Okay, so what's your month and day of birth? I don't care about year.
July 26th.
July 26th. Oh, you're good Leo, huh?
Okay.
Well, no, what I mean by that is, I get a very joyful person. You're a very joyful person, aren't you?
Normally.
Yeah, I mean, we all have our moments, right? We all have those moments. But for the most part, I feel that your energy is really joyful. I'm reading you. I'm trying to read into you a little bit more to connect with your energy a little bit because I knew you want some thoughts, but it was really about reading into you and what your soul has to say. But I'm picking up the energy of very, for the most part, a very joyful person.
Yeah, normally. But I feel like I would say it was some sort of waves of, like, sadness and stuff just, you know, for this week and trouble in my relationship with us. I don't know. I have a problem with empathic, like picking up other people's stuff too. So I don't know if it's mine.
Yeah.
I wanted to hear what my soul's saying.
Well, your soul's saying, you know, I'm really getting this essence about you and your soul. It's kind of indicating that you need to just stay in the moment more. Just stay in the moment more.
Okay.
Find appreciation in the moment. It feels like maybe I'm wrong and maybe I'm way off here, but I'm getting that sometimes you do project forward a little bit, right? You do get you get, and we all do it, but your soul is trying to indicate, yeah, just stay more in the moment. Stay more in the now. Stay more in what feels good right now. Even though you got problems, there's things to appreciate right now. Right?
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's because even if you're having problems in relationships, look for the good in the person that you're having problems with.
Well, I do.
Yeah, but that smooths it over a little bit, at least from your point of view. Whether they change or do anything or whether they change what their attitude is doesn't really matter, but it's your attitude that's the most important thing, right?
Well, yes and no. There seems to be some sort of drive in me. I don't know if it's an error or not, that my... I don't know. I seem to have some sort of interest. I don't know if it's my soul or an error on my part that the other person learned. You know, whatever it is that's up for them, whatever the hand they're dealt, like, what's up? Don't run away from it. And, you know, I try to encourage it gently, you know, kind of wiggle it here, wiggle it there. But it's frustrating sometimes. I mean, I know that out of 10 pitches, they can only hit 1 out of 10. But I
well,
keep trying
anyway. Is it an expectation from the other about the other person?
Well, sometimes. I mean, if you're in a relationship and, you know, we all have our past baggage and it depends.
Yeah,
I don't know if I want to live with that the rest of my life.
I'm trying to read you a little bit in your energy and your soul, and it's what I'm kind of getting off is you is you're hoping more from another person that they'll shift their energy a bit, right?
Yeah.
And
or at least just want to learn.
Yeah, but see, that's control.
I know.
So your soul is saying, live in the moment, live in the now. Find things that feel good right in the moment because you can't control the person, the future, whatever it is.
Okay.
Does that make sense? I know that's kind of like, whoa, that's kind of, you know, warm and fuzzy, but it doesn't practical for my life, right?
Well, no, it's true, actually, because any problems I had would be like, oh, shouldn't I be doing something different?
Why?
But really? You know?
Why?
Do you feel that you have any problems right now?
Let me ask you. We're getting way too deep into this, but okay. But let me ask you this: do you feel that you're guided by something that's within you that's pulling you forward in life? Do you feel that you're connected with your soul?
Do you feel that you get those little intuitive things,
those little gut feelings?
Yeah, yeah.
This feels good
to
do. That's your soul. That's your soul. The gut feelings, the little prompts that you feel that you need to do, right, in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this is going to be ironic, and I think this is going to sound crazy, but I hear this from spirit, is that sometimes your soul wants you to make a mistake. Now, that seems like craziness, right? But they were saying... But making a mistake means you get to learn. I mean, it's not like making a mistake running into a post in the freeway or something, right? I don't mean that. But little mistakes, you learn from them. So the soul is saying, okay, go ahead, do it, because you'll learn from it. Just do it. You'll learn from it. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
So sometimes the promptings don't exactly work out the way you thought they would, that little gut feeling, but you learn from it and you improve from it, right?
Okay, yeah.
If you never made a mistake, you would never improve.
True. Mm-hmm. True.
So your soul is saying, just listen to that. Listen to that. Follow that guidance. Even if it's not a big mistake, you know, I mean, little, you know, like divorce your partner, right? You know, no, I don't mean that. I mean, it's the little things. Maybe that even, and at some point, that it can even be like, oh, that was a mistake, right?
Well, he made that choice. I didn't.
Yeah, but sometimes going forward, that there's a lesson from it. Okay, so really what your soul is saying,
oh,
go
definitely.
Ahead. Listen to those little voices. Stay in the moment. Pay attention to your soul. Follow your gut feelings, because your gut feelings are putting you on the path that you should be on, and that's your life path, and don't question your life path.
Right.
Just go with the flow.
Yep.
Let your soul take you down the river to the next place you're supposed to go to.
Okay, so that's good. All right, that's good news.
Got it?
Okay, yeah.
Go for it.
All right, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
All right.
That took a lot of kind of, I didn't mean to go that deep into that one. But it's sometimes we got to listen, and that was a great point, the soul. Spirit made that sometimes our souls, okay, my friend here wants an answer, right? Mary, right? You want something about what your soul has to say to you? And am I getting a yes or no on that? I'm a little confused, but because you don't give me your 66 year you were born, or am I just guessing that wrong? She's going, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, yeah, so I'm going to give it to you anyway, Mary. Okay, what's your soul want to say to you? And we got another Mary, too. We got Marys all over the place. So I got a... Wait a minute, which one wants an answer? I got the... Okay, so let's go with the one who's from 50. Let's go from the one that's 66, and then I'll go to 56. Is that fair? Okay, so, I am 56. Okay. Okay, I'll do you first. I do. Let me do you first. That sounds funny. Let me do you first. Let me get what I get on that one. You. Okay, this is really interesting. And I'm not sure what I'm getting back on you, what's coming from you, but it feels like take a chance, take a gamble in life. I mean, it doesn't mean go to a casino and put all your money on black, right? But it's like if you have something in your life, you need to take that leap of faith. You need to take that jump. I don't know what that means, and maybe I'm way off on you. Maybe I'm thinking about, if that resonates with either of my two friends here. But it feels like you got to take a chance right now. You got to take the leap of faith. You got to take it. You got to just say yes to whatever that is and do it. No more hesitating. Just do it. Just do it. Your soul's saying, I'm ready. I'm ready to go for it. I'm ready to go. Your soul's saying, I'm ready to go for it. You just need to get past your fear and go for it. I hope that helps. So that's what I pick up on you is your soul is saying, I'm ready. I'll give you the guidance. You just go for it. You just make that decision. Take that gamble, blah, blah, blah. And this, your soul's going to back you up all the way on this one. You just have to listen. It's like my friend earlier, you just got to pay attention to your soul and what it has to say to you. Those feelings that, you know, not everybody gets words. Your soul's not yelling at you in your head, do this today. But your soul's giving you those feelings, and the yes and no's. And I had somebody was in the chat room the other day, and they had a really good thought on that about making decisions and listening to the soul. And they do up the red light, green light. They ask, oh, should I do this? And if they get a green light, it's like this big green light in their head, then they do it. If they get a red light, they go, oh, maybe my soul doesn't want me to do that. So you can do that. I use ideomotor response. I use my index finger. If I ask myself a yes or no question, if my right index finger goes up, just sitting there on the table, and if it pops up, I've been doing this for so long, it's a yes. If my left one goes up, it's a no. Now, if they both kind of waddle around doing, you know, like doing strange things, both kind of twisting and turning in the air, it usually means a maybe. We're not ready yet. So if you see the yellow light, you got a green light, yes, red light, no. Anybody follow what I'm saying here? I hope you do. Then go for it. But if it's a yellow light, it means there's just not enough time. It's not certain yet what's the right choice. Yeah, maybe you need a little bit more time. So maybe you just need to sit and pause for a while and then ask again. Maybe it's an hour later, maybe it's a day later, maybe it's a week later. But give it a little time to when it feels right to ask again if you're in yellow. So anybody want to try that? I love that technique. Now I use the index fingers, but that would be a great technique for people who are very visual to see the red light and green light and just get a habit of doing it. You could do it at the market. What cereal should I buy? Red light, green light. Oh, I got a green light, buy that one today. You're going, what? It's got chocolate in it. Maybe you need chocolate, right? I'm kidding. But you know what I mean. So try it. Try the little things and then it'll build up on it. Try the little things first to listen to your soul on making decisions. And then you get to the big ones with the bigger decisions to ask your soul, like divorcing the boyfriend or the husband or running away to India. Then you're really trusting your soul to say, giving you the right answer. But build on the little things first and then go to the big things. Should I take a bath today? You get a yes. Okay, I'll take a bath. And it felt good to do that. My soul really wanted me to take a bath. You know, because you take showers most of the time and maybe a bath was a good thing to do. Should I buy that book? And you read the book and you go, wow, I really needed that. My soul really needed to read that book. So start listening to your soul. I mean, in the sense of, what is your soul? Yes or no? Yes or no? Maybes. It's a great technique. So you won't need any more psychics ever. You won't have to call me. Or unless you want to just talk and have fun and laugh and let me tell more jokes and stuff and articles that are interesting on the subject. Yeah, no reason for a psychic if you tune into your soul. Ooh, you're going, but psychics just, no, okay, I won't kind of condemn all the psychics in the world, say never go to a psychic again. I would just say that sometimes you need a confirmation. If your soul is saying yes and you're not sure if that's the right thing to do, you call somebody you trust because they know that you know that they're in tune with what you're doing. So if you want to do that too, if you want to ask me, I think about doing this, what do you think? What does spirit say? What does my soul say? Or what does spirit say that I should do this or yes or no? That's easy too. Because then you're getting confirmation from somewhere else, from another source. And sometimes we need that. We need a little mentor. We need a coach. We need, you know, counselors. And spirit's a great counselor, but sometimes humans make great counselors too, especially if they're tapped in to the universe, whoever it might be. I'm not just saying me. There's a lot of great psychics or teachers or life coaches out there that can help you, give you the direction you need to confirm that, yes, that was the right choice. Okay? Got it. So let me take a call. And if you have any other questions, I'm not sure with my friend with the six, Melly 66 is really looking for an answer or not, but just say yes if you want that, if you want a thought from the soul. Let me take a call. Okay, here we go. What happened? It didn't work. It's going to work. Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Hi.
Hi.
My name is Justine. Justine or Christine?
Christine.
Mm-hmm. Christine. How is Christine today?
I'm okay, thank you. How are you?
I'm having fun. Avoiding the noise next door. As I was telling that story of a friend who was complaining about rock stars upstairs or whatever from them doing streaming and, you know, all that stuff and making noise. Now I have a construction zone next door again. Right outside my window, a construction zone. I feel like I'm living in another country because they're yelling at each other in Spanish all day. It's like, huh? Where do I live? I don't mean about that, but it is kind of weird. So what's going on with you? Let me get away from the noise thing for a moment.
Well, I was just wondering if you could pick up anything about my love life.
What about it?
I was just wondering if you could see anyone coming in for me.
Okay. Well, as I kind of set this show up, as I'm reading your souls, and your soul is kind of like, your soul has your life plan in front of you, right? Believe it or not, you have a life plan. You've already kind of tapped into something that's going to happen. It hasn't happened yet, but it's going to happen. So the question is, does your soul see somebody come into your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or is your soul plan somebody is out there looking in the universe going, yeah, this one's a good one. We're going to bring her, him, you want a him, right?
Mm-hmm.
To you soon. The answer is yes.
Yes.
Your soul seeing, yeah, yes, yes, it's going to happen soon. Yes. I'm not going to get specific because you already have your what you want, right? You have a pretty good indication of what you want.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm hearing, though, from your soul, your essence, who you are, and it's not the universe per se, but because it's the universe, you are the universe, which is kind of a weird statement. It's narrow the list down a little bit of the wants. Do you know what I mean by that? What are the five most important things that you want in somebody?
Mm-hmm.
No, really, what are they?
You're asking?
Yeah, can you do five real quick things that are most important? Leave the rest of them off the table. What are the five most important things that you want in somebody?
I guess someone who is spiritual, generous, kind, not superficial.
Well, let me give you a word that I hear for you, and they're yelling at me to give you this word, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Compatible. I want somebody who's compatible, which means it's somebody you connect with really well on all levels. Compatibility means that life is easy together. It's the yin and yang. It's the flow together. It's understanding each other. It's like reading each other's minds, that you finish each other's sentences. That compatibility I'm really getting is really important to you. And that summarizes everything that you just said. Because if somebody's generous, you're very compatible with them because you're a generous person, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want somebody who's not generous you're spiritual. You want somebody who appreciates your spirituality. Maybe their spirituality might be a little different than yours, but they appreciate your spirituality, right?
Right.
That's what you're looking for. I'm not trying to tell you what to look for, but I really feel that compatibility, that flow, that ease, that just knowing each other. It's like, where have you been kind of thing, you know? Like, I've been waiting for you. Like, you've been hiding from me. But the answer is yes, soon. Okay?
Yeah.
Take care. Yeah, you'll get it soon. Really, seriously. Just focus on compatibility and that connection, okay? It's like the person, they went away. Okay, that's good. But I really got the word compatibility. Okay, my friend, I'm going to back to you again. 66. That's an interesting, yeah, I like that, 66. I'm not even going to admit my age on that one because there was something important happened in my life in 66, and it wasn't getting married. That was much later, but yeah, something happened. And I wasn't born. It was something else important. So it's an important year. It's called the Spirit of 66. So what's your soul saying to you about this whole thing? I hear a statement, and this is really, I mean, hopefully this means something to you. Yeah, I know you were born in 66. It means I'm a lot older than you. But let me get back to the statement I'm hearing about you. I'm hearing something in your soul saying, the road is not as hard or as paved with many difficulties that you think it is. The road is much smoother than you think it is. I don't know what that means. That's just really weird. It's like, yeah, you're making, your soul's trying to say to you, you know what? These little molehills, you're just building up a little too big in your life. You're going, no, they're important. They're important. But, you know, I'm like hearing your soul is saying, just give them to me. Just give them those rocks and those molehills to me. Just give them to me. Just give them to me. Don't worry about them. Don't fuss over them. Just, the road is not so hard, because if you give me what you perceive as being hard in your life, then I'll take care of it. Your soul will take care of it. God will take care of it. God will take care of it. Just turn it over. Just see the road ahead of you really being smooth. Because your soul's going to take care of it. That connection to the divine. You know, as I said yesterday in the show, I have a few more minutes left, cool. That, and this is a metaphysical thought, you may agree with this or not, but that when we come into a human body, we don't bring all of our essence into a human body. Some people say we bring 25%, some people we say 75%, and there's somewhere in that. But the other part of us is in the non-physical world. It's connected to the divine. So when you're tapping into your soul, you're tapping into that non-physical part of yourself, that part of you that's still with the divine, surrounded by love. So if you're tapping into that and what your soul is saying, yeah, turn it over to me. I'll give you the answers. It's not so hard. Have some fun. Yeah, your higher self. Yeah. You use the expression, the words you want. They all mean pretty much the same thing. Your soul is your higher self. It's a part of you that resides within you. But that other part of you is residing in the divine, in the spirit, in love. So tap into that love. Tap into that other part of yourself. Ask that higher part of yourself, wow, what can I do? And I really feel that your road will smooth out a little bit. That it will, whatever's going on, whatever challenges you have in your life will smooth out. Because your soul saying, just give it to me. It's going to be okay. We got it. We'll take care of it for you. It's going to be fun. Just have some fun. Just know I'm with you. Being that your essence, you can't get rid of your essence. You can't get rid of your higher self. You just need to rely on it more. Wow, that's a good statement, isn't it? So I'm running. Okay, so you guys in the chat room, and I appreciate you staying with me and listening and your comments and your thoughts. I appreciate that a whole lot. And let's see, if there's anything else I can talk. Oh, I got an Abraham quote. Let me do the Abraham quote. And if you have any comments or questions or so forth in the chat room, anything more, any more clarity you need, let me know. And let me just do this real quick quote. If I can find it. Ooh, where is it? Where are you? Quote. You know, I get lost in these quotes. Okay, I like this quote, and you can think about it. Chew on this one. It's from a workshop in Chicago, Illinois, on April 25th, 1999. That's a tad years ago, isn't it? It is your rules that make unlawful things. You would get along better if you would just trust each other to treat each other appropriately. But you don't. So you keep making laws. Until you make criminals of everyone. Think about it. The more laws we have, you're going to break a law. The more laws we have, you're undoubtedly going to break a law today somehow. Because there's law in some book somewhere. But what Abraham was saying, what Spirit would say to you, but just get along. Just show love. Learn to trust each other more. I know that's like, yeah, right. In this crazy world, we can't do that. But yeah, wouldn't it be nicer if we could just trust each other and show love? Then we wouldn't need all these laws. Right? Just respect each other. Show love. Because they really are making criminals of all of us, aren't they? At some level. That's weird. I know that's a weird thing, but you think about it. You go through your day, and I bet you break a law. I bet you almost everybody breaks a law. You're on the highway, and the speed limit is 30, and you're doing 40. You just broke the law, right? You're a criminal at some level, right? Time for a ticket, right? You drop a piece of paper on the ground, and you didn't mean to drop it on the ground, but you dropped a piece of paper on the ground. You're a criminal, right? You broke a law. So do we really need all those laws if we're just conscientious and respect each other? You don't litter. If you're conscientious and respect people, you don't litter. You obey according to the laws because you know it's going to how that could affect other people and yourself. You don't do it out of fear, but you do it out of love. Whoa, that's the key thing is we don't do things. If we stop doing things out of fear and just do things based on love, the world would be a whole lot better. And I know there's 7 billion people on this planet, and people will go, that's impossible. But it starts with each one of us. It will only change if we decide to do it and maybe talk to somebody else and help see they can see the value in living that way. It's the only way. If you share feeling good and expressing love and showing love, maybe the next person to you will get it and go, hey, that works. Let's try that for a while. Versus fear. That's why I don't watch the evening news. Because there's a lot of lawbreakers on the evening news, right? A lot of fear on the evening news. You know, in Southern California, it's so funny. And I'm reminded of this thing. We get a rainstorm that comes through every once in a while. And it's storm watch. You know, it's like this horrible thing that's going to come through and wipe us all out and floods in the streets. And we'll get a drizzle for a day or two. But they put the fear in us that this is going to be this horrible rainstorm and you better buckle down everything. You know, sometimes it does get heavy, but it's like fear. And I always crack up when I see storm watch in the Los Angeles area. Very seldom do we get those kind of storms. Okay. Oh, yeah, I'm having fun. Any questions, any thoughts? I got about 2 minutes. Anybody want to call in, ask a quick question, anything else about the soul? I appreciate you guys a lot. Let me give you, like, real quick from this article from, okay, things that you can do in the morning to start your day off well. And one of them was gratitude. It is not happy people who are thankful. It is thankful people who are happy. Isn't that a great quote? It is not happy people who are thankful. It is thankful people who are happy. What do you think about that? That's a great statement. So start the day with appreciation and gratitude, little things that you can appreciate. Another way you can do it is writing down your important tasks for the day. Kind of organize yourself, but what's really important to do today? What's like that A thing that I can do? Forget about the C's. Don't get overwhelmed. I got to do this, I got to do that. What do you have to do today, right? Like I had to call the manager of my apartment because there's water coming into my kitchen, just a little slight amount of water from outside. So I thought, that's a good thing to do is call the manager and tell her about the water because the plumber's coming, right? Affirm your goals in writing or drawing. What are your goals? Don't get too far ahead, though. Don't get too far ahead, okay? If you have a goal, write it down. If you do not write it down, you do not have a goal. You wish you have a wish. I think that's an interesting quote. It's Steve Baraboli. Baraboli? Baraboli. Something in Boli. It's Baraboli. But I think that's how you pronounce it. If you have a goal, write it down. If you do not write it down, you do not have a goal. You have a wish. Interesting. Do you agree? You disagree? But we've got a few seconds left. I will be back. Not tomorrow. I'll be back on Friday. So please look for me on Friday. Today's Wednesday, so that's Friday. That's like 2 days away. I don't know. Whatever it is. Whatever Friday is, I'll be here. And we'll have some fun. Well, I don't know what we'll talk about. Maybe we'll go back to soul readings and past life readings. Or you have guys any ideas or thoughts? You have any ideas for Friday, what we should talk about? I've got 30 seconds. Any thoughts or any quick thoughts on what I should talk about? You need goals. I think you have goals. I think you just don't consciously. Just sit down with a piece of paper and say, my goal for life is, for next month is, and just see what comes to you. Just sit down with a piece of paper and write down, my goal for next month is, and see what comes. You'll get it. You'll get a few goals, and you go, oh, yeah, I got to do that. I got to do this. I got to do that. So it's been fun. I really appreciate you guys in the chat room, the callers, and I will be back. I love you guys. Be good. Bye.